All right, well, we're, you know, full speed ahead now in our preparations for the Jets. You know, it was a really pretty exciting game last night. You know, both teams were, you know, right there at the end. Looked like it could have gone either way. And, you know, Jets made the plays they had to make at the end of the game and won it. And that's kind of what I think what we all think of playoff football as being. You know, two good teams playing right down to the wire. And so now we can, you know, get ready for them. So this is, you know, we split with them this year. And so now it'll be the best two out of three. It's probably the way it should be. We'll find out which team can advance next week. So big challenge for us. I don't think the last game or even the first game, either one of those games are going to mean a whole lot. Both teams know each other well, and you know, we're up for a, you know, ready for a whole new you know, a whole new week of preparation. And even though we're familiar with them and they're familiar with us, it's like every time you play a team, games go a lot differently. So we're not expecting anything other than, you know, starting this game off and trying to do a better job than the Jets do on Sunday afternoon.
Bill, as you started to look at the Jets, what stands out to you as different from what you saw on December 6th?
Oh, I think they, you know, they're pretty much the same team. I mean, obviously they didn't have a good night that night, but they're do a good job running the ball. They've got big play receivers and tight ends. You know, they do what they do on defense, play a lot of man coverage, and pretty physical on the front line. So very good in the kicking game. You know, good return game. That was a big play for him last night on the kickoff return after the field goal, the Indy field goal. So I think they're, you know, they're a solid team. Their record reflects that, and I don't think they're a whole lot different than really what they've been all year. Do a lot of things well.
Well, you mentioned that obviously both teams are familiar with each other, but how does the atmosphere of the playoffs change the dynamic for two teams that are so familiar with each other?
I mean, I think everybody knows what the importance of the game is. I think it really changes a whole lot. I mean, we all know this is a one-game season, so they know it, we know it. Both teams prepare for it that way. You know, both teams give it their best, and we'll see what happens.
Bill, what's the most important thing for a young player or a rookie to know about the difference in football at this time of year?
If you lose, you go home.
Bill, do you think there's any lingering emotional effect on the Jets considering the way you guys beat them and how badly it was in the last meeting?
You have to ask them that question. We're just worried about trying to get our team ready to go. We know it'll be a tough game. Like the Jets, you know, beat Indianapolis in Indianapolis. You know, they deserve to be where they're at. So,
hey Bill, you mentioned familiarity. Is it hard for teams at this time of the year to change anything, or does familiarity really come into play? I mean, are teams what they are, and that's who they are at this time of the year?
Well, you've had 16, 17 games, whatever it is, not counting preseason, and another 100 and some practices. So I think everybody's probably got a lot of options in their playbook or in their system. It's a question of what, you know, what you want to do, what you feel like is best to choose from in that, you know, in the selections that you have, how you match up, and you know, how you want to play against the team that you're up against. But I'm sure everybody has a lot of options at this point.
Well, that game last night ended around 11 o'clock Eastern time. I'm curious how you handled things. Did you start working right away, or is that the type of thing that you personally, you know, sleep on it and then get going this morning?
Yeah, I'm not really that much of a night person.
Did you watch the game to the end, Bill?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's a great game, terrific game.
Bill, when a team is coming off that kind of emotion and experience in that game, and you all have had the bye week, is there any concern about them being able to take that momentum into this week, having had that game and you all been on the bye?
I think the most important thing is the week of preparation and how the teams prepare on Sunday. I think that's what it really comes down to. I don't think what happened last week or in some game in December or some game in September or some game in October, I don't think that's going to have too much bearing on it. I think what happens between now and kickoff and how the teams perform, you know, once the game starts, I think that's what will decide the winner.
Hey, Bill, I know you've had pretty good, pretty much respect for Mark Sanchez anyway, but have you seen even a growth from the beginning part of the season through the middle to where he was last night and how he's able to be effective?
Oh, I thought he did a good job last night. He, you know, made some clutch plays that they need to make there at the end of the game. So, he was obviously a good quarterback. It's led him to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Phil, when you saw the Colts' field goal in the final minute, what went through your mind? Did you think, okay, that's it, we're probably going to play the Colts?
I think in this league, you don't think it's over until the final gun goes off. So whether we're playing in a game or whether I'm watching a game, till it's over, we've seen a lot of things happen at the end of the game. That's why the ratings are so high. People don't turn off their sets. Want to wait and see how it turns out.
Bill, obviously, you know, the playoffs means an amped up level of attention on these games and an amped up level of coverage. How do you keep a young team or prepare a young team, guys who haven't been through it before, for the amplified amount of reporters, coverage, opportunities for media stories, etc.?
Well, I'll have to give them a lot of guidance on how to deal with that. We've been pretty well covered all year. I wouldn't say that we have been we haven't had a lot of coverage over the course of the year, so I mean, we understand it's the playoffs, and but we deal with it every week.
So, from a preparation standpoint, as coaches, when you're preparing for a team the third time in a season, how does that change maybe the dynamic or the challenge that you have from a game plan perspective?
Well, I just think you have that extra game that you usually don't have. You might have played it once, and so you know what you did in that game. There's a reason for the things that you did. Definitely there's a reason for the things that that they tried to do against you. So second time around, do you want to try to show it a little bit differently and do the same things, or do you feel like you need to alter your approach a little bit, or how do you want to handle it? And well, now this time you've got that second game in there, so I think it's a lot easier for your opponents to see, or for you to see, whichever way it's going. Is it two games of pretty much the same thing, or how different was the approach from one game to the next, and then trying to anticipate what would be the next move. And of course, nobody knows for sure what that's going to be, so you have to prepare for a lot of different things. But in the end, you still have to have some. You have to put your chips on something. You have to anticipate what you think's most likely to occur. So, you have to allocate some practice time and game planning to whatever you happen to think that is. But you have one more game to go on than you would normally have in a normal division situation, division game.
Pick a final question.
Hey, Bill, last week Rex said that he thinks that you help Brady with studying and game preparation more than Peyton does, more help than Peyton gets in Indianapolis. I just wanted to know what you thought about that statement.
I really don't think a whole lot about stuff like that. I just try to coach our team. I think if they ask Rex or somebody else about that, whoever said it, whatever the context was, I don't know, but just trying to worry about getting our team ready.
All right, everyone. Thanks, Coach, for taking the time.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.